The landmark case involving Tennessee and other states' protections for children being targeted by the transgender quack medical industry is much bigger than castration and hormones, warns the New American Magazine's Alex Newman in this episode of Behind the Deep State. In fact, the transgender agenda is merely a means to an end, revolution, dismantling the family, legalizing all forms of perversion, including pedophilia, and ultimately transcending humanity as part of the transhuman agenda. The primary mechanism for promoting this is the so-called public education system. From a biblical worldview, protecting children is a sacred duty, a charge God gives to parents and society. This perspective holds that children are a gift from the Lord, Psalm chapter 127 verse 3, and must be nurtured, guided, and protected from harm. When it comes to irreversible medical procedures, such as those that alter a child's natural biological design, it is essential to consider both the physical and spiritual ramifications. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The rapid rise in medical interventions for gender dysphoria, particularly in children, has become a contentious issue. These procedures, ranging from puberty blockers to surgeries, are often irreversible and can lead to long-term physical and emotional consequences. From a biblical perspective, these interventions conflict with the understanding that God has intricately designed every person, Psalm chapter 139 verses 13 to 16. To alter this design, especially in children who lack the maturity to fully comprehend the consequences, is to challenge God's wisdom and sovereignty. This issue is not merely about science or medicine. It strikes at the heart of what it means to be made in the image of God, Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. The Bible teaches that God created humanity, male and female, each reflecting His divine image. When society encourages children to question or alter this God-given identity, it introduces confusion rather than clarity and harm rather than healing. Labeling these interventions as child abuse reflects a deep conviction that children must be protected from harm, even harm that comes disguised as care. Jesus Himself warned against leading children astray, saying it would be better to have a millstone hung around one's neck and be cast into the sea than to harm one of these little ones, Matthew chapter 18 verse 6. Such a warning underscores the severity of failing to safeguard the vulnerable. Advocating for children involves more than opposing harmful practices. It also requires standing up for truth in love, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15. This means engaging with compassion and understanding while remaining steadfast in biblical convictions. It involves equipping parents, educators, and policymakers with the knowledge to protect children physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The current debate is an opportunity for Christians to demonstrate the love and wisdom of God by advocating for the sanctity of the body and the protection of children. By holding fast to biblical truth, believers can offer a voice of hope, pointing to the unchanging nature of God's design and His deep care for every person, especially the youngest among us. This piece was prepared with the assistance of ChatGPT, an AI language model designed to support clear and thoughtful communication.